To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a rainbow over the farmland just off of Waite Road comes to us from yours truly. As I captured this scene after making the decision to press on through a short but significant rain shower while out walking my canine pal Harley this past Saturday. I had a long day of forced overtime work on Saturday, and after dinner, took the dog for a walk. When we were about halfway down our normal route, when the clouds decided to open with what threatened to be a torrential downpour. While I would normally turn tail and run back the way I came in such conditions, there was a partial rainbow on display, and something told me to keep going regardless of the rain. And I'm glad I followed my intuition to press on, because by the time we reached our normal turnaround point, not only did the rain stop and the partial rainbow develop into a full rainbow, but the sun also emerged beneath the clouds and blasted us with its shining light and heat to dry us off and cause us to wonder if we had indeed just moments before got covered in rain. It was an absolutely magical moment, and I am sharing the panoramic shot of the full scene on the blog today for those who are curious to get a glimpse of the full scene that I found myself in. But one thing even the panoramic shot won't show you is that the presence of the Lord was with me. That still quiet voice in my mind that told me to keep going after the rain started to fall. Oh, that was the Lord. And for whatever reason, he invited me to go beyond what I would normally do to follow him. And there was a magnificent blessing just down the road for me to experience. But if I didn't trust that intuition and keep going, I would have never experienced it. Similarly, in our walks of life, we will encounter trials, struggles, doubts, and negative circumstances when we decide to follow the Lord, especially when we decide to repent or be free of our hurts, habits, and hang-ups. In recovery, we will come to a part of our journey where our minds, hearts, bodies, or circumstances will tell us that the going has gotten just too tough, and it would be best to just give up the hope of being set free. The enemy will tempt us that we are just fine the way we are, or that we don't have what it takes to be free of our struggle. And it would just be best to quietly go back to our old ways, perhaps with a little more moderation. The enemy will bargain a limited peace and entice you with having the best of both worlds, a little godliness and a little worldliness. You are only human after all. He will offer an easy end of your pain and the things you are used to, as long as you give up this crazy dream to be free. The secular world has now redefined recovery to include periodic relapses, safe injection sites, and substitutionary medications, including marijuana and opiate replacements that people sometimes sell because they can get you high, just not as high as heroin. Really? Oh, yeah. For the treatment of addictions, the Lord calls us to turn from darkness to his light. So instead of those things, basically the Lord calls us, instead of some compromise, the Lord calls us to turn from darkness to his light and pursue purity. Don't get me wrong, if you need medications as an alternative to the chains that bind, by all means, use them to stabilize. But after you get stable, go back to the Lord and ask him if he can lead you to more freedom. Long before any of the current medications were available, addicts throughout the history of Christendom have found the strength to overcome their addictions when they relied on the Lord to give them the strength to endure on the hard road to freedom. As one of them, I can tell you that you just have to keep going, one day at a time, one step at a time, with the Lord until you get there. That's the truth. But beyond standard recovery, the enemy will also attempt to keep us locked in fear and in inaction. He will tell us that we don't know enough to share the gospel or to serve in ministry. That's a lie, too. This morning, I woke to discover that Michael Thomas, a former student of one of the Freedom in Christ courses I facilitated online for Freedom in Christ Ministries, reached out via email to let me know that the benefits of going through the steps to freedom are still playing out in his life over a year later. Michael wrote, MT, I was able to speak to a group of about 40 people at church today about our ministry with Love Life to help unborn children. This would not have happened if not for the Freedom in Christ Bible Study Discipleship course we did. Before Freedom in Christ, the enemy had me 100% convinced that I could never speak to a group that size or ever lead a Bible study. I'm also leading a Bible study on Thursday nights. Michael found his freedom in Christ, and now it has led him to boldly step out and serve the kingdom of God. The enemy's number one lie is that you can't do it, or that's impossible. But Jesus says that you can, because all things are possible with God. That's the truth. And when you test it by walking it out, you discover that you really are a new creation in Christ. You just have to present yourself to God for his purposes, and he will lead you into your new life of freedom, purpose, peace, hope, and joy. And that brings us to our current series, Statements of Truth, that springs from the last portion of step number two, Deception versus Truth, of the Steps to Freedom in Christ by Dr. Neil Anderson. That step deals with deception, and because we have completed the process of examining, confessing, and renouncing all the ways we have been deceived, the good doctor prescribes a healthy dose of truth for us. Anderson introduces the statements of truth by stating, "For 2,000 years, Christians have known the importance of verbally and publicly declaring truth. Read aloud the following statements of truth and carefully consider what you are professing. You may find it helpful to read them aloud every day for at least 6 weeks, which will help you renew your mind to the truth." So, for our current series, we are presenting each of the remaining four steps to freedom, steps of truth, from step number two of the Steps to Freedom in Christ, one at a time. We are declaring them verbally and publicly because we, like the Christians who have gone before us over the last 2,000 years, know the importance of doing so. We are also sharing the statements associated Bible verses and sharing our thoughts about what each statement of truth is telling us, why they are important, and how they apply to our lives as Christians. So, today's statement of truth is number 8. I choose to present my body to God as a living and holy sacrifice, and the members of my body as instruments of righteousness. I choose to renew my mind by the living word of God, in order that I may prove that the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect. I put off the old self with its evil practices and put on the new self. I declare myself to be a new creation in Christ. And the Bible verses listed with this statement are Romans 6:13, that says, "And do not present your bodies as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God." Also, Romans 12:1-2, which says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And then they share 2 Corinthians 5:17 that says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." And finally, the last verses are Colossians 3:9-10 that says, "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him." Today's statement of truth highlights the fact that we are new creations in Christ, but it also emphasizes the reality that we must choose to surrender our bodies and minds to the process of putting off our old ways to be the people that God created us to be. The language here makes it clear that our faith involves more than just our beliefs. We not only have to believe in Jesus Christ, we have to renew our minds with the Word of God and put our bodies into action to pursue what God's good, acceptable, and perfect will is. Our minds and bodies must follow the Lord's call to be more like Jesus. To renew our minds, we have to know what we believe, why we believe it, and to make the decision to live by it. So we have to place our bodies in front of a Bible, a pastor's sermon, or a Christian video or podcast to receive what the Word of God says. We then have to reflect on what is taught with our minds to understand it, and to go to the Lord in prayer to ask for His help in applying it to our lives. We have to take our bodies away from the sins of our past, turn our eyes and minds away from our former darkness, and instead turn to the light of a good and righteous life that God calls us to live. To put off the old man, the new man has to do something. We need to replace the old ways with God's ways. We should fill that the time we normally dedicated to our worldly ways with new pursuits, like reading and studying the Bible, praying, answer the Lord's call to do good works, practicing gratitude and appreciation, examining and dismantling our old patterns, fellowshipping with our other Christians, evangelizing the lost, and making disciples. When we live according to who we are in Christ, when we walk in the Spirit, we will experience our new life in Christ and find our purpose in God's kingdom. So agree with this statement of truth and choose to surrender your body and mind to finding God's perfect will for your life. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the Quick Scripture Reference for Counseling by John G. Cruis. This morning's meditation verse comes from the section on alcohol and drug abuse, and today's verse is Proverbs 21:17. And the Word of God says, "Whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich." Today's verses fall under the fourth point of our Counseling Reference Guide's resource section on alcohol and drug abuse. Number four, very simply, don't love wine. Today's verse tries to scare us straight by sharing the wisdom that the pursuit of pleasure and the love of wine will not enrich our lives and could make us poor. One of the lies of the enemy that comes from the original fall of man is that if we don't partake in certain things that God just happens to forbid or discourage us from pursuing in illegitimate ways, we will be missing out. So the enemy tempts us to pursue drunken revelries and the sexual sin that it so often leads to. Hey, I speak from experience. The only reason I wanted to go out on the party scene was for the possibility of fast times with some stranger in the night. And contemplating those possible fast times, I'm ashamed to admit, I actually used to say, I may not nail anyone, but I'm sure to get hammered. Meaning I might not have sex, but there was no doubt I was sure to get drunk. Forgive me, Lord. Talk about a poor view of life, that people were just things to be used and alcohol was to be drunk to the point of oblivion. And as much as those in the party life posture and pretend that their lives are exciting, there's a lot of pain, loneliness, and desperation in those bar rooms. Beyond the spiritual poorness of that lifestyle, revelers and drunkards often spend their last dollars on booze. Many a time I begged money off of friends to buy me a round. So the Word of God is true. Those who love wine run the risk of being financially poor because they spend every cent on a nightly basis chasing good times. And when they live in it, their lives are poor reflections of what the Lord would have them do. So don't love wine. Love the Lord and pursue the rich life He has for you. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Holy Spirit, and today we begin sharing from chapter 22, which is called The Spirit Assuring. So if you want to see how the Spirit assures, we begin that chapter today, and you can see that by going to mtforchrist.org and going to the bottom of today's blog post to see that resource. As always, we encourage a lifestyle of Christian discipleship and to finding out who you are in Christ and finding your freedom in Christ. I was going to share a link on the blog today for the Freedom in Christ course that's available from FICM. But apparently the fall courses for the women and the men, the three courses that are available, are all full. So if you want to get on a waiting list, you can always, contact Freedom in Christ Ministries, or you can buy the materials individually from their store. The Freedom in Christ course includes a video and book and the steps to freedom in Christ that you could go through the course independently. And of course, the Freedom in Christ course is available on our podcast, free of charge, basically. So if you wanted to, you can just listen to me teach it from the materials from the class recordings that I made after the fact. I didn't do in-class recordings for the Freedom in Christ course, but I did walk through each lesson that are highlighted. And of course, that course purpose isn't just to teach, it's actually to encourage you to go through the steps to freedom in Christ, where you resolve your personal and spiritual conflicts by renouncing your lies and confessing your sins and committing yourself to a life of Christian discipleship. So it can cast out demons and give you peace of mind. So we recommend the Steps to Freedom in Christ and the Freedom in Christ course. And like I said, if you want more information about those things, you can go to FICM.org and go to their store, basically to buy the Freedom in Christ course for yourself. You can watch the videos. And actually, to give you a heads up, the videos for the Freedom in Christ course are available on, what's that platform? It's an online ministry, Right Now Media, basically. So if you have a subscription to Right Now Media, I know the Freedom in Christ course videos are on that as well. So we recommend it. But you can always listen to my version of it for free on the podcast or a YouTube channel. Well, it's Monday, and as much as I'm free in Christ, it doesn't mean I'm free from having to work today. So we encourage people to check out our latest Bible study, Bible study with the Sincottis. We did a study yesterday. What was it on? On offenses must come. And we actually got a positive comment from Rick on YouTube saying he found it interesting. So we thank Rick for listening or watching, however he must have watched it was on YouTube. So we thank him for tuning in, and we would echo his sentiments. He found it interesting. So we invite you to check out our latest Bible study, Offenses Must Come, that we put up on the podcast and our YouTube channel yesterday. Well, that's it. Like I said, I have to work. So we're going to push ahead and pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you so much for setting us free. And we thank you for the what you've done in Mike Thomas's life and what you're doing through this, through our ministry, basically at Celebrate Freedom and, and through Freedom in Christ Ministries everywhere you're working, Lord, in the local churches. Lord, we do just ask for you to go before us today because we want to follow you. We want to realize your good and perfect will for our lives. And we just want to represent your kingdom. Lord, we pray for anyone who's listening or reading today's message. We pray for you to bless them in their walk of faith. And like I said, Lord, we pray for you to go before us, open our eyes to the things you want us to see and lead our steps in the things you'd have us do. Because all we want to do is represent your kingdom and show other people the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you. We pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.